This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
That's right, it's Mad Wednesday and we're filled to the brim with mad fun. And you know what that song means, doesn't it, Dylan?
It means we're off to the country.
That's right, it's time for Country Cousins on Joy. And joining us on the line is Jamie and Stevens.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great. I mean, you must be raring with plenty of Ida Hobbit events coming out of regional Victoria, eh?
Indeed we are. It is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia tomorrow. And there's lots happening across country Victoria.
There's so much going on. Well, let us know about one of the events that's happening, because there's something happening in, is it in Benalla?
Sure is, yes. So wear a touch of rainbow and participate in a community photo to show your support for our LGBTI community members tomorrow in Benalla at the Carrier Street mural. Everyone is welcome, and you can get involved there.
So what, it's just a big photo?
Big photo, yep. Some communities like Benalla are really trying to get on the map and do something, but often rural and regional communities don't have a lot of resources. So just a photo per se, for a lot of young people who've never had some exposure to diversity and celebrating in their town, can be a significant thing. So it's really good to see.
Well, I didn't mean it as in just a photo. Like, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Like, it's actually everyone coming together and having a big photo. I mean, I know there are other places that have more resources that can do bigger things, but to just come together as a community and stand alongside other people and show your rainbow pride is something that I think is just brilliant.
You're exactly right, Dan.
And that's not the only Ida Hobbit event that's going on. There's also one happening in Glenelg, isn't there?
There is. Do you know where Glenelg is?
I'm having a bit of trouble hearing you. What was that?
Where is Glenelg? Do you know where Glenelg is? No, I'm dead to you, to you, Dean. Do you know where Glenelg is?
No.
Is it in South Australia, Damien?
Over that way, yes.
Over that way.
Over that way, quite beyond Warrnambool. So they are too having an Ida Hobbit event. Yes, the Skittles crew will be holding a free community afternoon tea at the Brass Compass. So come on down, show your support. And all are welcome.
You had me at free.
That's absolutely great. That sounds like a whole heap of fun. But of course, the fun doesn't stop just on Ida Hobbit, with events happening all over the all over the world, really, not just all over the state and the country. Because this weekend, now I know about this one because I've spoken about it on the Informer. Border Pride Fair Day is happening. Now this is happening. It's on the border of New South Wales and Victoria, isn't it?
On the borderline.
It is. Yeah, so Wodonga, of course, is the Victoria side, and Albury is the New South Wales side, and they have a big fair day this Saturday.
This is, I think, the second year that they're doing this. The first one was in 2016, and it's just a huge, fun Rainbow Pride regional day, isn't it?
It really is, and to top it all off, in the evening at Z Bar, you can join them for cozy, casual, chilled-out drinks. In the evening, make an item, have a meal, a cocktail or two, put up your party shoes and dance into the early hours of the morning with the DJ.
Oh, what
the after party will be great.
What a fantastic way to party. And there's also, now, the La Trobe Shepherding Campers have another great Ida Hobbit event going on, don't they?
They do. Tomorrow, my hometown of Shepparton, I'm in Bendigo today, but my hometown of Shepparton, we'll be hosting a morning tea, a rainbow flag raising, a new market, if you will, where stall holders such as Headspace and Primary Care Connect, a whole lot of organisations who are on board with the Ida Hobbit message, will come together with the Mayor of Shepparton, who will give speeches, and certainly celebrate at La Trobe University in Shepparton between 10 a.m. and midday.
Shepresent.
Oh, that is so brilliant. And, of course, in Bendigo, where you are right now, there's a whole lot happening tomorrow afternoon for Ida Hobbit as well, isn't there?
There sure is. If you're up and early tomorrow morning in Bendigo at 7 a.m, get down to the library as we prepare for the afternoon. We will be painting the pavements with chalk tomorrow morning with a rainbow walk happening for the early risers. And then 3 p.m. onwards at the library, there will be a rainbow flag raising, which seems to be the commonality for many events, which is a wonderful thing. Some dads making, some speeches, a public art installation, a lot happening between Headspace and Backcountry tomorrow afternoon at Bendigo Library.
You'll be able to sissy that walk at a place where reading is fundamental, I suppose.
Oh, you couldn't help yourself, could yeah. you? Well, that is absolutely fantastic. You can find out about all these events happening for Ida Hobbit or lots of other events happening in regional Victoria and Australia if you just head to Facebook and check out Country Cousins on Joy, where all of the details of these events and more can be found.
Indeed. Thanks, both.
Thanks for joining us, Damien. We'll speak to you next week.
And talking about people that are excited for Ida Hobbit, Troy Sivan, he's probably looking forward to it. This is My, My, My. It's Mad Wednesday on Joy. Shine
on. You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.